This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all blissed? Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yep. Every day. Great. Every way.
It's great to hear your voice. It's great to hear your voice, Dr. Sheely. How is Dr. Sheely?
Well, he is as good as ever. I still feel 26.
Wonderful. 26. Dr. Sheely, is there anything that you'd like to share with us before we get into today's class? I've got a bunch of questions, but
you've
got something that you want to share?
I think the only thing that is oppressing the world is the shenanigans of the leftistas, but other than that, I'm okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's awful. Well, over the weekend, did you experience a tornado out in your neck of Missouri over the weekend? We did here.
No, we had one.
Okay. Well, we had one. Okay. Well, it sure felt like we had one, and I don't think we made the map, but it was something else. All of a sudden, we could feel a massive. Continued gust of wind, probably for 5 minutes or so. And power went out. And the reason we know that the power went out is because they've been spraying the skies for, let's say, a week. And the sky has been occluded, and we have not had enough electricity to pump water for the cows. Now, they drink about 3,000 gallons a day. So we have to pump 3,000 gallons of water to the cows per day. It takes a lot of electricity. And then all the other uses, the typical uses, washing machine, dishwasher, lighting, computers, those kinds of things. And so our battery bank was run down. I mean, it was depleted before the it was running fine, and then it ran out of electricity, let's say, an hour or two before the storm hit. So we were on the grid at that point. Well, when the tornado came by, it took the electric power down, and not just us, but the whole area. And I wanted to share with our class and get your thoughts on the medical situations that can occur when there is no electricity. So, for example, Dr. Sheely, do you know of patients who have equipment, life-saving equipment, that they particularly use in their situations that it would be a problem if they didn't have electricity to power that equipment?
Oh, yes, of course. There are people who can't survive without oxygen, and some of those require a backup with electricity. And, of course, even getting access to your medications, if you don't have lots of flashlights on the hand, you can't find them.
Mm-hmm. Right. We have around our house these rechargeable flashlights, and they have they're handheld and they're small. So I'm thinking maybe 5 inches long. Some of them may be 4.5 inches long. And they have a rechargeable cell, and we keep a charger plugged in, or it's ready to be plugged in, where we can charge up to 4 cells at a time. So we use them under the hood when we're working on vehicles and farm equipment and going outside. And they have this beam that you can focus. You just move the barrel of the flashlight outward, and it sharpens the focus. So you can probably see 100 yards with this little LED flashlight. And that's great. So we have them all over our house. was one of the things I wanted to mention, that yes, you should consider having something like that. Next thing is, for those who have these oxygen generating machines, as you mentioned, they require electricity and you have a motor, and they demand a lot of current. So what do you do in a situation like that? I have an answer. I have an answer, and it's something that makes a lot of sense. You know, you could have a generator, but heck, if you are on oxygen and you have a generator that's not electric start, you might not be able to pull the cord to get that generator started. Do you agree with that, Dr. Shealy?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And so here's my recommendation to pursue further investigation, class. There's a device called an inverter. And an inverter is it's a box, sometimes they're about the size of a shoebox, and you can hook them up with jumper cables like you would have for an automobile if you're going to jump start one car with another. And you could cut two of those ends off and attach them to this inverter box. An inverter box might be rated at 500 watts, 1,000 watts, 1,500 watts, 2,500 watts. And what you can do is take those jumper cables and attach them to your car battery, which is right outside your house, right? Or it's in the garage. And there's a little switch on this inverter box, and you flip the switch, and now you have inverted from 12 volts DC from your car battery or pickup truck battery to 120 volts AC. And if you had an extension cord that was long enough to reach wherever your electric equipment is to generate oxygen, you could plug that in. And so now you have a device that will let you generate enough electricity to run that oxygen generator. And what does it cost? We'll figure about $200 for the inverter, figure about $20 for the booster cables, and you already have a car, and you pick up an extension cord, a 100-foot extension cord, if that's what you need, for another $20. So that's what it's going to take. And what can you run on that? Well, if you wanted to, if you get one that's 1,500 watts or greater, you could run your refrigerator on it. You could run your freezer on it. And in our case, when we had the tornado, we had a pretty big problem. And the problem is we have an outdoor wood furnace. And the outdoor wood furnace heats as 400 gallons of water to about 175, 178 degrees Fahrenheit. And it's kept it at that temperature because we heat our hot water in our house with that. So there's a circulator system that runs the hot water through from the outdoor wood furnace into our hot water heater through a water jacket, and it heats the hot water. So it bleeds off the excess heat that is ever building in the outside wood furnace. But if we lose power, that fire in that wood furnace keeps going and going and going, getting hotter and hotter and hotter, and it will melt the PEX plastic tubing that runs underground, and it will destroy the underground plumbing system. So we have to keep that thing running. Well, when we had a power failure and our off-grid system the batteries were dead, we had to have a solution within a half an hour. And what we did was we hooked up an inverter to a truck battery in the garage, ran an extension cord to the outdoor wood furnace, and we were good to go. A few hours later, the power came on. So what I'm saying is there are things that you need to think about in advance. Any comments about that, Dr. Shealy?
Well, it's pretty complex. However, if you've got help, I mean, a person who's on oxygen might not have much of the ability to get around and do things like that. So we've got to have an assistant or a helper anyway.
And or have it in place already, where all you have to do is throw a switch. So, for example, instead of having that truck battery and the booster cables, you just have another battery. We'll call it a recreational vehicle battery or a boat battery, called a deep cycle battery, kind of like a large pickup truck battery. It's group number 27 or group number 31. You can buy them at Walmart if you want. It's called a deep cycle battery. It's about $100. And you can have that on standby, just sitting right in your garage, all hooked up, ready to go. And then all you do is throw the switch. You've got your extension cord all wound up, ready to go. And if you can make it over to the extension cord, you're good to go. So, and you keep it on a trickle charger once a week, and it's ready to go. So that's another way to go. There's another thing, and it's a lot less complicated, and it's for those people who might be on one of those breathing treatment systems, like an air atomizer, and they put a solution of albuterol or something like that in it. And they have these little pumps, and they're little compressors, and they have this little mouthpiece and so forth. And they might be on those. So, Dr. Shuley, some people use them as rescue. Some people use them as maintenance. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Those can be powered by something really simple, like an uninterruptible power system and for your computer. Now, we have all of our computers here are old, so we don't have we have a notebook or two, but most of our computers are tower-based, so they run on alternating current, you know, plug them into the wall. Well, we have an uninterruptible power system, and it's 1,000 watts. And that 1,000-watt system can ride this broadcast through power outages, blackouts, and things like that for about 5 minutes at the most. Well, if you had one of those charged, and if it wasn't being used at that time, and if the power failed, you would have enough electricity to run one of those nebulizers. And they're called uninterruptible power systems. But you'll need one that's about 1,000 watts or more. And you need one with good batteries. Okay, so if it's used and you get it on eBay for $50, it probably won't have batteries. But you can get batteries brand new on eBay to replace the dead batteries from your used UPS. So I just wanted to share that. And you could also use a UPS for emergency lighting, you know, if you have a LED lighting. And that's what we do and have done for probably 25 years now. So I just wanted to share those two thoughts, Dr. Shuley. Any comments or suggestions?
The ultimate in being prepared.
Well, you know, being prepared is kind of a simple concept. It's having what you need before you need it, right? So, you know, we've experienced outages. When we were in Virginia, we had an ice storm that lasted about 11 days, just like the one here in Missouri. And it was in the 90s. And hardly anybody was prepared. I mean, we had a neighbor who had a generator, but it didn't run right. And they couldn't get it started. And they didn't have extension cords to run from the generator into the house. We had another neighbor who had a generator, and but didn't have much gasoline. We had another neighbor who had gas logs and a propane tank, but no generator. So except for us, all of the neighbors whose properties touched ours needed help. And it took all my time. It was a snowstorm, an ice storm. It was just terrible, freezing cold. It was a full-time job for me just to keep our neighbors alive. Because they, you know, some of them had some of what they needed, but they didn't have everything they needed, and they didn't really test it to make sure. And we couldn't go to, it was so slippery, the road was so slippery, if you just stood in place on the road, you'd fall down. It was just a sheet of ice.
And you know, it wouldn't take much for me.
Well, it was not like being on an ice skating rink, because that's flat. These roads are crowned. So if you just stood just off the center of the road, just a little bit, like 2 feet off the center of the road, you'd slide across the road just by trying to stand there. It was that slippery. And it was terrible. One guy refused to leave his farm. Grandfather type, he refused to leave his farm. He was going to stay there. The rest of the family went to a place where they had heat. Fireplace, and they found the grandfather dead, frozen to death, you know, when they were able to get out. So it's serious business. We'll be right back with Dr. Shuley right after these few short commercial announcements.
If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com. NormSheely. .com. Dr. Shealy is a medical doctor and always written well over 30 books. And he's a prolific writer. He has a clinic in Springfield, Missouri. And you can go to the website and you can find NormShealy.com. And all the information for contact is right there. I have right here in the studio my vitamins and supplements that I buy from Dr. Shealy. I get him at his office, but you can buy him online right at normshealy.com. This is not a commercial. We don't have any commercials here at USA Prepares. I am just so thankful that I've gotten the knowledge to use supplements properly through Dr. Shealy's assistance right here on the radio. And his youth formula, I can't say enough about it. It's vitamin C plus MSM. It's not the same as vitamin C that you buy elsewhere. It's vitamin C, ascorbic acid, 2,000 milligrams plus 1,000 milligrams of MSM. And according to what I've learned from Dr. Shealy, it is way more effective. And I believe it is. And I also take Dr. Shealy's youth formula. So I just wanted to say that as an endorsement, it absolutely positively works for me or I wouldn't say it. So I think you should consider it if you decide that supplements makes sense. Dr. Shealy, I remember hearing from doctors years ago, that vitamins, it just makes expensive urine. What are your thoughts about that?
They are stupid beyond belief. Interesting article that just came around today that actually one of the major causes of death from the so-called coronavirus is a low B1 vitamin B1. And as you may know, I've been recommending for all adults 25 milligrams of the entire B complex for many, many years. Way back in the dark ages before Roundup and fluoride, we might have gotten by with 2.5 milligrams of B1 a day. But now I think you need at least 25.
And, class, you can find that out. If you go to if you go to the internet and you decide you want to buy some vitamins, there is a supplement facts section on the label. And I'm trying to find one right here. Vitamin B. Okay. Vitamin B6. 5 milligrams.
Not enough.
That's all it has. Yep, that's what one of these, and that happens to be at Sam's Club. They have, it says Compare versus Centrum. They call it Women 50 Plus, and it has 5 milligrams of B6. Now, B12, it's got 50 micrograms. How about that, Dr. Shirley?
You need 1,000. Yeah. That is usually you're wasting money.
Yeah. Okay, so what we've just shown you, class, is that there is a difference in the content of multiple vitamins. There's a difference in the content. So although they may all be multiple vitamins, the ingredients and the quantity of the ingredients are different. And even the recommendation of, you know, what they call a percent of daily value or the minimum daily requirement. Dr. Shirley, what do you think about the minimum daily requirement as established and stated by the federal government? Is that adequate to have the minimum?
Well, if you trust the government in anything, you're wasting your life.
I was thinking about the word minimum. Yeah, and so what would be the minimum amount of gas to have in your gas tank?
An ounce.
Is that enough? Is that...
1 gallon's not enough. You're going anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking about the relationship between hydration and high blood pressure. I was talking with a gentleman last week who has extremely, extremely high blood pressure. I've never heard numbers so high. I didn't think it was possible to have numbers that high. I really didn't. And so maybe I can send a copy of this broadcast to him. When we come back, can you tell us about the relationship between hydration, meaning drinking enough water, and high blood pressure? Or if you don't like water, what happens if you drink, let's say, Coca-Cola or 7-Up? Or
at least 5%.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Dr. Norm Shue is with us.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
With the news that a COVID vaccine is just on the horizon, a program must be undertaken to reverse the attitude of some Americans that are overly skeptical of the vaccine. Former Surgeon General Vivek Murthy believes that may be just as important as the logistics behind distributing it. He tells Fox News that the government will have to make data readily available for review to build people's confidence in the vaccine.
Now the onus is on us to be as transparent as possible in helping them understand what the science does say, having experts review the data, making that data readily available so that even people outside the government can review it. That's what we're going to have to do. And ultimately, the way we allocate this vaccine has to be determined based on need, and that alone.
A recent Stat Murphy poll found that only 6 in 10 Americans said they would take a COVID-19 vaccine if it would lower their risk of getting infected by half. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
For the first time in 7 weeks, average gas prices picked up some steam, rising by 2 cents a gallon for a national average of $2.11 per gallon. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The price of $2.11 a gallon is 5 cents lower than last month and some 50 cents lower than last year. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us what the days ahead will look like with so many motorists on the road for Thanksgiving.
Gas prices as we head towards Thanksgiving may remain relatively stable this week, although some increases are likely. After last week's robust 18% rise in the price of crude oil led to a slight increase in average prices.
Across the country, Oklahoma has the lowest prices at $1.76, while California continues at the highest with $3.16 a gallon. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Week 10 action in the NFL on Sunday saw the Cleveland Browns beat the Houston Texans 10-7. A returning Nick Chubb ran for 126 yards and the only touchdown for the Browns. He's been out since Week 4 with a knee injury. Matt Prater hit a 59-yard field goal as time expired to push the Detroit Lions past the Washington football team 30-27. Three of Detroit's 4 wins this season have come via a Matt Prater walk-off kick. Tom Brady threw for 3 scores and ran another one in as Tampa Bay dropped Carolina 46-23. Arizona beat Buffalo 32-30 on a Hail Mary bomb from Kyler Murray to DeAndre Hopkins as time expired. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fox. It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Last day I've got your.
Take my.
When you go to
the season.
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norm Shealy is with us. Dr. Shealy, I've noticed, I take my blood pressure often, and I've noticed there's a direct relationship between when I forget to have enough water and, you know, shortly after, within 20 minutes of having water, my blood pressure will come way down. And I was wondering, is that a normal relationship, being dehydrated and, you know, just being busy, not drinking enough water, have your blood pressure go up? Is that normal?
Well, it's part of the whole. Remember, it's stress in general, and so your mental agitation can cause it. Like, when people walk in the door of my office, they have what's called white coat syndrome, and I haven't worn a white coat in 50 years. But in general, of course, the average person does not drink half their body weight in pounds in ounces of water. And, of course, if they're drinking city water, they might just as well drink gas.
Okay, and you're speaking figuratively, obviously. So, Dr. Shee, what about soda, orange soda, Coca-Cola, 7-Up as a substitute?
No,
for water.
It's not a substitute. It's a damatute.
Well, the reason I use that was some people may think that it's liquid, and as you said, gasoline, is not a substitute for water. So, what would be the, obviously we'd want to drink water to hydrate. Is a soda, a syrupy, sugary, flavored, carbonated drink, is that something that would be damaging to your blood pressure if you wanted to lower it?
Absolutely. Sugar itself is going to aggravate it, and then whatever other poison they've got in it. There is not a so-called pop in the world that is really safe to drink.
Okay. And would you say that sugar is an inflammatory, I don't know how to say it, food, but substance in the body?
Absolutely. It is pure poison. It is not even a food.
Mm-hmm.
There are only two
right.
plants that grow sucrose in any quantity, sugar beet and sugar cane.
Mm-hmm.
No other
mm-hmm.
real, the other plants don't have sucrose. They have fructose and glucose.
I saw a video of a farmer in South America somewhere, and they were growing sugar cane. And this guy was just so proud of how great it tasted right from the farm. And he would cut off a piece and stick it in his mouth and chew it. And when he smiled, the white pearly teeth that he used to have, they were gone. And there were these black stubs left in his jaw. So that's a constant reminder that I have of sweets and keeping them in your mouth for a long time. Mark in New York, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shealy.
Hey, good morning, folks. I wanted to bring something to your attention on preparedness heat source in an emergency or power outage. I ran across this a couple weeks ago. It's an item on eBay. It's a gas log. I have no financial interest in this. It's the guy's selling them out of somewhere in Georgia. He sold 144 of these just in the past month, and they're approximately 30,000 BTU fireplace gas log burner. Without the logs, for $40 each, free shipping.
And what's it called? I'm going to look it up right now.
You want the item number or the description?
Description's fine.
Okay. New 18-inch fireplace burner assembly. And then it gives the model number. It says ready heater, but it's not ready heater. It's not. It's not a U.S. made. It's
right.
Chinese, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I found it. So what it really is, it's a burner for, looks like it's a burner for gas logs, but it does not have the logs with it. So all it is the burner. It's $39.99 or best offer free shipping. And you would place the logs on this. You'd put this thing in your fireplace and you would attach it to some gas piping. Is that right?
That's right. It's propane or natural gas, and I had one of these that I used as a backup in a cellar to keep the pipes from freezing. I had it hooked to a 20-pound tank, propane tank, and the one I had was electronic ignition with the battery box that could be used with a remote. This is not that type. It's strictly manual with a push-button igniter with a double or triple-A battery inside of it. Now, he sold 144 of these. I don't know how many he's got left, but certainly he does have the make offer button. If you were to order two, I'm sure he'd probably take as low as maybe $30-$33.
Okay. I'd like to make a comment before our class jumps on this. I don't want to put cold water on this. What I did in our kitchen is I put in a gas log fireplace. We don't have a chimney by design. I did not want to have a hole in the roof because typically they leak. So what I did was I used a fireplace, a propane fireplace with gas logs in it. And I installed that in the kitchen, and I have a custom area for that. We built that into our house for that reason. And the idea was, in an emergency, we could have gas logs for emergency heat. But when you do that, you must have a window open to let fresh air in. You must, because you're creating toxic gas. It'll kill you. The carbon dioxide will kill you if you don't ventilate it outward. And let me just give a, since you mentioned this, let me just give a thumbnail sketch of what that means. 30,000 BTUs. 30,000 BTUs would be about one third the amount of heat that a typical basement type heater, gas heater, or oil burner would generate. Okay. 30,000 BTUs is about one third of a gallon of propane per hour. So to you make 30,000 BTUs, you'd burn a third of a gallon of propane per hour. A 20-pound propane tank has about 17 pounds worth of propane, or about 4 gallons. So that would last one 20-pound typical barbecue propane tank or propane cylinder would be about 4 gallons, and that would last roughly 12 hours. So I just wanted to put those statistics out so our class would know. Does that make sense to you? Do you buy that?
100%.
Okay. All right. So I would recommend, if you're going to use a propane burner, that you get the gas logs, the logs, to put on the burner. And you'll probably get a little bit more complete combustion, because those gas logs will be glowing and burn any more of the unburned gas that comes out of the jets or the burner of that propane burner. So, yes, you're absolutely right. The other thing is, if you have a wood-type fireplace, you know, the kinds in the good old days, like in the 1950s, 60s, a masonry fireplace, if you had one of those and you had a fire running in that fireplace, and if you had some kind of ventilation to let air in so that fresh air would come in to allow that fire to burn, you would have a net heat loss, I believe, of about 10%. So really, believe it or not, you would lose more heat than you would gain from the fireplace. Now, sitting in front of the fireplace would be really warm, but going to that far bedroom on the other end of the house would be freezing cold. Have you experienced that?
I didn't necessarily, because it was used in the basement in the crawl space to keep the pipes from freezing. And I did have a Nighthawk carbon monoxide detector, but if the power's out, the only way you're going to know what the CO is, you know, to have it on a battery backup DC power source.
And that's something very important that you mentioned, a Nighthawk, N-I-G-H-T-H-A-W-K, carbon monoxide detector class. So if you have a gas stove, if you have a propane backup system for heating your house, or if you have one of those hang-on-the-wall heaters that's propane or natural gas, it's absolutely essential that you have a carbon monoxide detector, absolutely required. Because, well, let's let Dr. Shealy explain this. Dr. Shealy, what happens if you have a failure in, let's say, a vent of a basement heater that is natural gas or propane, and it leaks the exhaust fumes into the basement, and they travel throughout the heating system into the house? What can happen with carbon monoxide poisoning? Can you describe what that might be like?
Yes. It is a significant cause of death. We don't know how to use carbon monoxide.
And I assume what you mean by that is the body doesn't know how to take advantage of carbon monoxide.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It is poison.
Yeah. It would be, you've heard these stories. You've heard of people, they decide that they have had it with paying taxes, and they go into the garage, they close the garage door, they start up their engine in their car, and they suffocate themselves with carbon monoxide poisoning. Of course, I'm recommending that you don't do that. Don't even consider it.
Doesn't sound like a pleasant way to go to me.
Right. Right. On TV, they show it as just falling asleep. Mark in New York, any comments?
No. He's covered it all pretty well. I just want to say, too, that if you're running a kerosene wick heater, if the kerosene isn't as clear as water, you'll be replacing the wick. And the most I ever got off the Nighthawk detector with a rectangular-shaped Japanese-made 9300 BTU was about 27 parts per million, which is...
You're talking about something akin to a Kero Sun type heater?
Correct.
Is that what you're talking about?
Correct.
Okay. And that's a very good point, Mark. I'm glad you mentioned this. Please don't think I'm throwing a wet blanket on what you're saying. I just want our class to be careful and have knowledge.
Well, certainly. Sure.
We have a Kero Sun style heater. I probably have two of them. And we bought them in the good old days, you know, back in the 90s, and before we had propane. Our first farmhouse did not have propane. We installed it. And I think that's a better way to go, as long as you're, you know, you have propane. But kerosene is a pretty good way to go, but you have to ventilate the room. You really do. And the Kero Sun style propane heater with the wick is pretty good because you really don't get that kerosene smell. It combusts almost all the kerosene and almost all of it goes to heat. It's a very efficient system. It works really, really well. And you can get, I'm trying to think about how long, maybe 15 hours on a gallon of propane. Is that about right? Kerosene, is that about right?
On the 9300, I could get up to like 24 hours if I tailored back the wick.
There you go. There you go. So heating is important, especially coming into the winter. Consider propane. Consider a gas log type heater, but make sure you ventilate and make sure you have the supply of the fuel. Mark, thank you so much for calling, and I really appreciate your call. Don't be a stranger.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Dr. Shuley's with us. Dr. Shuley, I'm stunned. I looked up the price of K1 kerosene. And, class, if you're going to use kerosene in one of these portable type heaters like a Kero Sun heater, you need to use K1 kerosene. That's K-1. That has the reduced amount of sulfur in it. Sulfur is toxic, and it causes respiratory. It can cause respiratory distress. Isn't that right, Dr. Shuley? Sulfur in the air.
Mm-hmm. Unequivocal.
Okay. So you don't want to use lamp oil. You don't want to use anything but K1, K-1, the letter K, hyphen, the number one, kerosene in these particular heating systems. And I looked at the price and I was stunned. You can buy kerosene in a gallon jug from Walmart for $41.95. That's insanity. Okay. Kerosene used to be like 7 cents a gallon. Now the current wholesale price is around $2.57 per gallon. If you want to buy it at True Value Hardware Store, you get a 5 gallon jug with the jug, a metal can for $49.99, so $10 a gallon. But you should be able to get it retail for around $3.54 a gallon at, you know, a gas station that sells K1 kerosene. So I just wanted to mention that. We have, let's see. We've got David in Illinois and then Kathy on hold. David, welcome.
How you doing?
Hey.
I can't believe kerosene went up. All the farmers we hung out with in the days, they all had backup kerosene heaters and cans of that stuff. I can't believe it went up that high, man.
Well, they used to have, there's a company called Siegler, and they made a box type heating system. It would burn oil. Kerosene oil, and they used to call them oil circulators, and that's what they called them. And they would heat the whole, you know, farmhouse almost with this one little box that would, you know, plumb into the masonry chimney. So yeah, it was common. They'd have a 250 or 500 gallon tank on legs, you know, up in the air, maybe 6 feet in the air. And that would be the kerosene supply for heating their homes. I mean, that's what they did. And some of them actually used fuel oil because if they were vented, you know, outside. But you're right.
Man, Anyways, you were speaking, I'm sorry to go back a little bit, you were speaking about the inverters and the portable inverters. Now, I do have generators and things here, but every time I'm out at a thrift store or a pawn shop, there's always some of those portable inverters, and you can I've talked them down to under $10, and I got, you know, two or three of them here. They're not really big, but they come with cases. They even will come with a cigarette lighter adapter. If you don't want to hook them up to the engine, you can plug them through the cigarette lighter.
Okay. Yep.
You know, and they work. If you have to.
Dr. Sheely's chuckling. And, if you have the right, the ones that plug into the cigarette lighter, they're going to be maybe 200 to 400 watts or so. So they're not going to have a lot of current for what you might be trying to do. So you might want to get one that's a little bigger than that. I like 750 as an absolute minimum. 1,000 really is my minimum in terms of watts. But they do work. And, Dr. Sheely, you might find this interesting. I have a pickup truck, as you know, and sometimes I carry a small compressor with me to inflate farm tires. So if we get a flat out in the field and can't get that tractor back home without destroying the tire, I'll bring a compressor. Well, I'll need some way of running that compressor. And so I have an inverter. So I just hook up the inverter, plug the compressor into the inverter, which is hooked up to the truck battery, and I inflate the tire. Sometimes I carry these portable 5 or 8 gallon air tanks with me, and I'll bring a couple of those to inflate tires too. But, so you can use these inverters for lots of things if you get one big enough. So I guess my rule of thumb is whatever size you need, multiply that times 2 and get that size. Any comments, David?
Yeah, I just got mine because they were there, they were cheap, and I figured I'd rather have one even if it was something for small use. I got it.
Absolutely.
Instead of going to the big stuff.
Yeah, we carry the small ones, like the 440-watt ones. They're under the seat in the vehicles. So, when the police decide they want to stop us and look for drugs and stuff, they'll find an inverter under the seat.
Yeah, I have one that's 1,200 and a 650, I think it is. So I do. The smaller one did come with cigarette lighter, not the big one, not the other one.
Right.
So yeah. Now you brought up about nebulizers. A lot of people seem to be using them, and I know you can exchange them every so often and get a new one. If you get a new one, they have some that are small, about the size of a Rubik's cube. We each have our own. They come in little packs. You can get a battery. So they also come with cigarette adapters, or that you can plug them into the wall. You can plug them into a battery pack. You can plug them in. And they don't take much power, and they're right there in a little pack with everything you need. So you can take it with you.
What is the brand name? I want to look that up right now.
Oh, man. You hit me with names, man. I can't.
I'll tell you what. When you get a chance, if you just send me an email or call in, we can share that with our class. But I had a couple questions about you mentioned something that I believe is true. Actually, everything you mentioned I believe is true so far. And that is that more people are using them. I believe that's what you're indicating. Dr. Sheely, have you seen more people using inhaling type devices, rescue inhalers, nebulizers, etc., to assist with breathing more than ever before? Is this a new phenomenon?
I am not seeing an increase, but then who knows?
Okay.
They may not mention it.
We've got Kathy on hold. David, did you have anything else you want to share with us?
No, I'm good. Let you go. Thanks.
Okay. Hey, David, and I got your message from Mrs. Finelli. Thank you for calling. All right, David,
I'm getting close. I'm getting close to work.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.